Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Sure hope everyone's doing well this morning. I am just fine, enjoying this nice, cool Christmas weather. And I want to take a minute to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Hopefully everybody's, all the gifts are already under the Christmas tree, and those outdoor folks on your shopping list are already shopped for. You know, I wrote a newspaper article not too long ago about that topic, choosing gifts for the outdoorsman or outdoors lady. We as a group can be hard to shop for. In other words, if we want a bow, we don't want just a bow. We want a particular draw length, a poundage, you know, a particular model. So it might be a mistake when you're shopping for gifts just to go out and randomly buy something that you think that they like. I'll tell you something that I've advised in my newspaper columns and my writing for many years. Say a lady wants to get her husband a rifle or a shotgun. But, you know, do not make the mistake of just going to a gun store and say, I want that one. Talk to one of your husbands, or it could be a husband with his wife. Talk to their friends and say, well, Joe or Judy is thinking about, you know, needing a new shotgun. What would you advise? Have you heard them talking about a particular model or a gauge or a caliber? A little bit of a detective work might get that perfect gift for the one that you're shopping for. You know, this past week I had a great time. I went away for a couple hour drive from my house for a little 2-day hunt up at the Dale River Ranch. Last year I used an air rifle, big bore air rifle, to take a very nice buck, a big old mature buck up there last year. But this last week I only had a couple of days, and I thought I'd go up and hunt one afternoon with my friend Randy Douglas that manages the ranch up there and stay in his camper. There's a really fine lodge on the place, but I like to do it old school and camp, you know. So I brought my electric lantern and my big, thick sleeping bag, my propane heater, my cooking gear, and I kind of headquartered there in Randy's camper. Well, Randy and I hunted together that afternoon, big box blind there, over a corn feeder, actually, and saw some does and what we thought was a spike buck. He never did really come out, but we saw several does come into that feeder, and then all of a sudden one of those old does, like they always do, had those ears looking back in the brush and stamped her foot a couple of times, and bingo, she was gone. Probably a wild hog spooked them. We don't really know, but lots of hogs, wild boar in that country, and probably what spooked the hog. The next morning, though, I was fortunate to take a nice spike buck. That's the first deer this year that I've taken. I hadn't hunted quite as much as normal. I've been 3 or 4 times, but I was looking for some good venison. And this fat spike, some people might call it a management buck. I'd call it just good venison, you know. Came out and with some does, actually, and the does left, and he stuck around long enough for me to use that Texan in .45 caliber, that big bore air gun. Shot and the bullets on those things, a lot of people ask me, what kind of pellets do you shoot? Well, they don't shoot pellets, if you will. It's a 240 grain Nielsen specialty ammo, makes a swage bullet. That's one that's pressed instead of cast. But honestly, these big bore air guns folks, they'll do within reason, you know. I usually shoot game within 75 yards. 100 yards is very doable, and farther than that if you practice. You know, your bullet drop on out. But about 75 yards, I like to keep my shots in there. And I mean, that buck was, dispatched as quickly as if I'd shot him with a 30-06. Folks, I want to remind you, you can go to my radio website, catfishradio.org. And there you can listen to the archive of the past week's show. I have Larry Wysoon with me a lot, and every week, actually. A lot of hunting and fishing talk there, too. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in right here on High Plains Public Radio each week. I've been doing this show for, gosh, I guess 8 or 9 years. And again, I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Sea Ark Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, the first production big bore air gun on the market, Smoking Tech's electric smoker, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all of my day and night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.